have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night I went into my bathroom and I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day and you'll always look keen. Here we are in this fine yummy coffee joint. I hate to be picking a nit, but hey dude, I ordered cafe latte supreme and you brought me a cup full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day and you'll always look.
Joining us right now on PMP Network is Dr. Demento. I've been listening to him for many, many, many years. And he is one of those people who can actually bring you music that you won't hear anywhere else. Welcome to the show, Doctor.
Oh, thank you. Nice to be here, Mark.
Nice to have you on the show. You know, that's one of the problems that I see in music nowadays, and I'm really happy for the internet that there are opportunities for bands and people to play music and get them played. But one of the things that really doesn't get too much attention is musical humor and sketch comedy on records. Major labels don't do it. Years ago, you had the Fire Sign Theater and many other groups. But luckily for us, Dr. Demento, your show allows a lot of these people to be discovered and to be played.
Well, major labels do a little of it, but yes, my show is certainly a lightning rod for most of it, especially from the independent people, the people who do it themselves.
Mm.
In their garages, in their basements, wherever.
Yeah. What so far has been the biggest tune all time that's been just sent to you that you didn't ask for?
Well, that would be Fish Heads by Barnes & Barnes.
And that, of course, we've had one of the Barnes & Barnes. Bill Mumy was one of them, right?
Yes.
And from Lost in Space, he was on the show.
Oh, great.
And he was one of Barnes & Barnes.
Right.
Yeah. Why do you think that he did something like that? It was a very strange song, but
yeah.
It's also
catchy.
Well,
that was inspired, they told me, by a meal in a Chinese restaurant. They even sent me a copy of the napkin on which they made the first sketches of the song.
Isn't that funny, huh?
Yeah.
But some songs are really associated with your show.
Yeah.
Songs like Hello Mother, Hello Father, and some of the songs.
Of course, that was around long before I was.
Right,
but
we hear it on your show.
A whole new audience.
Right. Pencil Neck Geek, I remember listening to on your show all the time.
Right.
Shaving Cream, which I believe was done by someone named Buddy Bell. And
yeah,
then
Buddy Bell wrote it in 1946.
And you re-recorded it.
Yes. Just recently for my new album, The Very Best of Dr. Demento.
But you did it with the Benny Bell Orchestra.
Yes. Benny Bell put together a backing track for especially for disc jockeys to sing their own verses. So I got the permission of Benny Bell's estate to use that on the new CD.
That's kind of cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Is it something, I know that as a DJ myself that sometimes I'm a frustrated singer. Are you at times a frustrated singer and performer?
Well, that's my only song. I was a disc jockey. I never really had any ambitions to be a singer.
No.
I used to play the piano and always wished that I could play the piano a little better than I could. But when I was a kid, my parents started me taking piano lessons at age 6, but they also had a record player. And I used to think at the age of 6 or 7, well, why should I slave over this silly little piano piece when I can just go over to the record player and hear a symphony orchestra or the latest popular song?
Hmm. Well, I'm glad you mentioned Little Barrett Henson in Minneapolis being a DJ through high school and stuff.
That's where I started.
How did you transform the Barrett Henson into Dr. Demento? Where did that come from?
Well, I built up quite a reputation as somebody who knew something about the roots of rock and roll. Done a lot of magazine writing, Rolling Stone and Hit Parader, and compiled some albums for several labels of early rhythm and blues music. So I became known as, and also had a pretty sizable record collection. So based on that, I was invited to do an oldies show at an FM station in Pasadena, right outside of Los Angeles. It didn't start out to be a comedy show, but one day I said to the audience, well, I tell you what I'll do. I'm going to take requests for next week's show, and you just request anything you like, and if I have it, I'll bring it to the show. And I found out that a large portion of the requests were for what they used to call novelty records, things like the Monster Mash and the Purple People Eater, and They're Coming to Take Me Away, to the Funny Farm. So I began to realize that there was an audience out there for that sort of thing, which you didn't hear as much on the radio in 1970 as you did in the years just before that. So I think people were missing it. So I realized that there was some interest in that, so the funny stuff kind of took over the show.
It's funny because we had Jerry Samuels on the show, who, of course, was Napoleon the 14th.
Right, yeah.
And he told us a story about that song. It's a really interesting story, though, the way they did that. You know?
Yeah, he's had an interesting career.
Very.
Several careers, as a matter of fact.
You're right, yeah. So now this thing started, the Dr. Demento show. When did that actually start on the radio?
1970.
Wow. And your first compilation was released around mid-70s, right?
Yeah, Dr. Demento's Delights on Warner Brothers was 1976.
And then you went over to Rhino from there?
Yes.
And now, how many CDs have you put out from them?
Oh, gosh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think there's 11.
Wow. And there's one of the great things about what you're doing is that there's an endless supply of music to put on them.
Yes.
And there's new music coming out all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
I'm going to the mailbox today, and usually there's 10, 15, sometimes more CDs and tapes that people send in. And it's all the way from total professionals to total amateurs and every stage in between.
And you never know if it's going to be the next Vestibules or coming in the mail.
That's right.
Or the Dead Alewives. Or someone that you're going to be using.
Mm-hmm.
What, has there been any music or a lot of stuff coming in that you just couldn't play for different reasons?
Well, mostly because it's not funny enough.
Yeah, really? Is that it?
Yeah.
Do you have any censorship issues at all?
Well, obviously there's the 7 words you can never say on television. And
right.
Most of them you can't say on the radio either, so there's that. And, of course, even I have limits of taste. And, of course, now and then, this being a free country, we get things that are racist or, you know, nasty towards some ethnic group and things like that. And, you know, I'm on regular radio stations that have to be responsible to their listeners. So, so there, you know, there are things like that. I don't like to call it censorship. I prefer to call it taste.
You know, it's interesting. Some of the funniest stuff that's on the radio on your show and sometimes on other people's shows is actors trying to take themselves seriously as singers, people like Leonard Nimoy and William Shatner. It's so funny listening to them sing.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and a lot of people who can't sing have decided that they can. I mean, at least I only sing Shaving Cream.
And you do a nice job on it, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. But there are actors, athletes, too, who get the idea that they can sing, probably because, like, when Wilt Chamberlain decided that he was a singer and he made a record, who was to say no? I mean, he was famous, and he thought he could get through a song, and a record company put it out. Who was to say no to Wilt Stilt? Quite a few other actors have made records. Some of them actually can sing, but many of them can't.
We're talking with Dr. Demento, who is well-known, of course, for his radio show and his series of CDs, including the newest one called The Very Best of Dr. Demento, which has on it things like Poisoning Pigeons in the Park with Tom Lehrer, who we've had on the show many times, and Weird Al Yankovic's song Yoda, Barnes & Barnes Fishheads is on there, and many, many others, so you want to check that out. I happen to prefer the box sets myself, the 25th anniversary, the 20th anniversary, and I don't have the new Dementia 2000, but I will be getting that. And
Please do. Well, The Very Best of Dr. Demento, that's kind of our entry-level package.
Well, there's so many different ones. You even have the Christmas ones and the novelty records of all time. But that was a 6 CD set that you put out in 1985.
Yeah, that was never on CD, actually, but it was 6 records originally, and then it became 6 cassettes.
Ah.
And
That's not out on CD right now, huh?
No.
Wow.
That is history. It is no longer available, but we sold quite a few of them.
It's interesting to note, it took me so long to even say CD. I always call them record stores, record shows.
Right.
And now
people still call them record stores.
Yeah, well, that's true. But CDs are even going out now, and you're getting more and more people with discs and with this, the MP3 stuff. It's changing the way people buy and play music.
It does. I wouldn't put a nail in the coffin of the CD quite yet.
Well, people are recording their own. They're recording their own CDs.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, which means that people are buying less of them. You know. Hello.
Actually, people haven't been. The only category that's really gone down is CD singles, and that's because record companies no longer put their best songs out on singles. So, of course, people don't buy as many. The record companies would much prefer that you buy the $17 whole CD, even if you only like one song on it.
You know, it's interesting to note that even one of my kids recognized your name, and that's because you were actually a voice on The Simpsons at one point.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that amazing that when you did something like that, what was the situation? How did you end up getting on The Simpsons?
Well, Matt Groening told me that when he was first starting out as a cartoonist, he used to listen to my show for inspiration, and this was a way of paying me back for that.
That's funny, huh?
Gave me this little part.
Now, you did Bobby's World at the same time.
Yeah, it was right around the same time.
Yeah.
And that was because Howie Mandel had been a guest on my show a few times, so, and he put out comedy records, and he just thought, well, let's find a part for Dr. Demento. Actually, I had quite a bit bigger part there than I did in The Simpsons.
Yeah. Do you ever have do you get sick of the music at all? Any of those particular songs that you won't keep playing because you just played them too much?
Oh, no, not at all. If the audience likes them, I play them. That's my job.
Yeah. A lot of DJs will say, you know, I played that one enough. I'm just going to ignore that one for a while, let it rest, then bring it back out.
Well, sometimes I do let them rest because I feel that the audience gets tired of them. It seemed to me like when Mr. Clinton was president and had that trouble with Ms. Lewinsky, that we were getting like two or three songs about that every week, and I was playing a good many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got the feeling from reading my emails and all that the audience had had enough of the whole thing. I mean, they heard about it on the news every day, so I just declared a moratorium on songs like that for a while.
Do you have your own website for people to get in touch with you?
Yes, we do. It's drdemento.com, drdemento.com.
Okay. So people can they can get the CD through there as well?
Absolutely.
Okay. And again, the CD is called The Very Best of Dr. Demento, and I've been a big fan of what you're doing for a long, long time, and I think it's great that you allow people to actually go in their garages at home and record something and maybe even get it on national radio.
That's right.
And that's an opportunity that no one else offers at this point.
So if you've got a funny song inside you, send it along. You can just send it directly to us at P.O. Box 884 in Culver City, California, 90232.
And I assume that's on the website as well?
Yes.
Okay, so if you remember drdemento.com, you'll be all set. And thank you so much for interrupting our day, Doctor, and making a house call today.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.